The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood.
Teacher by day, comedian by night.
He is a former teacher turned comedian. Alvin Irby, whose latest project is to put books for kids in New York City barbershops.
I want to make sure that boys are well-groomed and well-read.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Alvin Irby no longer teaches first grade, but his experience came in really handy for his new job.
I learned that you can tell which students have roaches by how they respond to insects in the classroom.
As a stand-up comedian, you can also see him on his YouTube channel riding the subway while people stare at him.
People are always walking up to me saying, man, you're great at knitting. This is not knitting, man. This is crocheting.
But you'll also find him visiting barbershops in Brooklyn and Harlem, handing out books because he found as a teacher that African-American boys are about 4 years behind their white counterparts when it comes to reading ability.
I think that there really is a lack of access to books that really engage them.
So he set up an organization called Barbershop Books to place selected books in barbershops in black neighborhoods that kids can pick up while they're waiting. So far, he's put books in 6 Harlem and Brooklyn bookshops, and kids seem to like them.
This book is like TV. You just could open it.
You just got to open it, which they will if it's the right kind of book. Irby writes on his blog that too many teachers think books for African-American children need to be about race or black history. But that kind of book, he says, tends to be boring to young boys. So he leans to fantasy and fiction to get them engaged.
What inspires me, I feel a level of urgency.
So far, he's managed to raise $10,000 online in hopes of expanding his barbershop books program nationwide. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.